punk and the schooner. No one is punk. And the schooner. No one is punk and the schooner. No one is punk and the schooner.
Show number 15 here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. I am Dust Crooner, but Gene, who in God's name are you?
Yo, I'm Noise Punk. You're right here at Noise Punk and Dust Crooner Studios. We're sober today because I'm a little jet lagged. So you
don't need anything?
I don't need nothing. I'm going to pass out in the middle of the show if somebody don't hit me.
Yeah.
All right, who do we got? We got a very special guest.
We always say that.
Now we have to, because if we don't say it one time, that means that guest...
Nothing personal, Steve.
But okay, we got a special guest, Stephen R. I don't know what the R stands for, but we'll get into that. Gerber, composer.
Extraordinaire.
I'm not really sure what else he does, but he will find out. Steven, tell us about yourself. Say hello.
Hello. Welcome to our program.
Hi. How are you doing?
All right. It's official. He said hello.
Okay. He said, okay. Thank you. Well, listen to show number 15. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Old joke there. Anyway.
Okay, Charles, on with the question.
Obvious question. Not that you've never been asked this before, but what made you want to become a composer? Not like stereotypical question, but anyway. Shut up, Gene. Shut up. Sorry, please.
Well, the serious answer is, I think, because I got praise for the music I'd written at just the right time in my life. Mm. The other answer would be, what else would I have done?
Oh, that's beautiful.
I was an okay pianist. I'm still an okay pianist, but not that good. Not good enough to be a concert pianist.
Right.
Everybody tells me I should have been a lawyer because I like to argue, but I probably wouldn't have been that good a lawyer. unless I could have gotten on the Supreme Court, I wouldn't want to... to do that. So yeah. What else was I going to do?
Everybody always tells me I should have been a defendant.
You still could.
I think I still could.
You do have a record, don't you?
Quiet. It's a public show.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, Stephen, actually, I got introduced. I'll just tell you quickly. I don't know too much about Stephen because I got introduced to Stephen through a friend of mine named Jeffrey James, who's going to send along a bunch of composers, I think, is his idea for the show, and I'm into it. And this is kind of exciting because a lot of the composers who come here, I already know kind of what they
usually
do.
Usually, we mostly have our best buddies.
Friends and people that we know. So this is fun. We don't really know. Charles, I think, went on the net and heard some of your music. I haven't had time.
Yeah.
But... we're going to hear some now. So what are we going
to
hear?
What would you like to play for us?
Oh, you want to start with something? How about something short? It's a fanfare that I wrote for Voice of America for their 60th anniversary.
Yes, go ahead.
You heard that? Because
I did. You're forming the word America, except for the I, because there's no note that exists for any form of the word, a letter I, correct?
Yeah, I shouldn't say this on the web, but...
What about M?
My best friend said the reason I used all the letters of America except for I was because George Bush pronounces it America.
Sheesh. Oh, I'm glad you said that.
Wait, but what letters, what notes did you use for M?
A for A.
A for A. M is me. Do re mi is
E.
Okay,
that's a good idea.
Then R for Ray. C for C and C sharp and A. So it was kind of a patriotic piece written after 9/11. It was commissioned by Voice of America for the 60th anniversary, but we were all sort of conscious that it was done just a couple months after 9/11.
Right.
And they premiered it at a 9/11 concert in 2003.
Cool.
So I got this idea that I thought was sort of corny, but sort of fun, because I've written a lot of pieces where I take letters of people's names. When I wrote this viola concerto for Yuri Bashmet, I used his name in the slow moon for a set of variations, you know, B flat, and S being E flat in German,
E-flat,
and all that.
H, B.
And I've done that with other things.
M?
Shostakovich, I did a piece.
So did he.
Not only, I not only used his motive, but I made up some of my own. I made up a DMT for Dmitri and SHSTA for Shostakovich. So I've done that with a lot of things.
I did that for my name, and I had G, E, N, E, and N, I used it. It was a rest. So it's,
I've never figured out what to do with N.
Wait, I can't play. I can't find the right sound, but it's G, E, G, E, G.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I vaguely remember.
Charles, I'm going to kick in your... Okay, so...
My last name works well, too. I wrote a piece.
Oh, G-E... Oh, yeah.
That's the only one where I didn't put it in the score. I thought that was too egotistic, so... So I had S-T-E and then G-E-R-B-E.
Wait. All right, we'll figure. We'll do this game a little more later. Perhaps we will have a jam session on a name.
So if you want this, the only question is which track it is. I can't remember if it's track two or three. But
so
I could,
now,
yeah. I
Charles just announced it. We have the CD. It's fine. Everything's good. Yes. You don't need to tell us the track number. We'll do that later.
The Maryland Brass and Percussion Ensemble.
And the name of the piece again?
Fanfare for the Voice of America.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. Fanfare for the Voice of America by our guest Stephen Gerber here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. Can you tell me once again the ensemble that just performed?
It's the University of Maryland Brass and Percussion Ensemble.
Yeah, good group.
Yeah, it sounded good, man. Yeah. Had a little Copeland-ish kind of like.
I don't know. How do you like being compared to someone?
No, I mean, you know what I'm talking about. I think most fanfares, like modern fanfares, have.
It's got the exact same instrumentation as the fanfare Copeland.
Okay, so, see, my ears make
not
camp.
Only that, when I wrote my second symphony, I decided I would use this in the finale just the way Copeland did in his third symphony.
So I think my comparison was
very good.
I got a question. Did the fanfare come first and then he later incorporated into the third symphony, or is it the vice versa? Do you know? Does anyone know?
Certain the fanfare came first, yes.
Yeah, I think that's it.
And then he reorchestrated. He did it for wood. It starts woodwinds rather than brass. In the fourth movement, exactly.
Yeah, right. It's in
Charles,
the fourth
don't you know the fanfares always come first?
Yeah, no, no. In the fourth movement.
Because fanfare.
You're an idiot.
Like, it's good for a show to have a fanfare. We started the show properly. What comes usually after a fanfare?
Lengthy, maybe less brassy work, or whatever you want to play.
Okay. So that's a good idea.
If you want.
Let's see.
Give us some more music. I'll give you some Looking for Music.
Solo viola piece or as part of a symphony?
You know, that's solo viola, I think, is a perfect idea.
Okay, how do you give a solo to a viola?
Okay. All right, this is a work for who's. Okay,
this is called Elegy on the Name Dmitri Shostakovich.
Oh, more wordplay fun.
Yeah, exactly. I used two motives from Shostakovich's name, and then I used his own DSCH at the end.
Cool. For those of you who don't know, is dot, 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 if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, except I put the C an octave lower, so...
Blasphemy!
Okay.
I think we should have a jam session later on that motor. Yeah, I get the piano. I get Charles sings a little.
Okay.
Very little.
So...
playing.
Thank you.
Okay, Charles, if you announce this for us, I will bake you a cake.
Yeah, sure. Hey, okay, and that's funny because...
because you're very distracted. That's
that's right. All right, here we are.
Okay.
Here we go.
Charles,
By Stephen Gerber, elegy on the name Dmitri Shostakovich for solo viola. Who's the player?
The player is a French woman named Françoise Renard.
Here on Noise Punk.
I'd like Charles to repeat that name.
Françoise Renard.
This was written for a Russian violist named Yelena Ozol.
I'd like Charles to pronounce that name. Yelena who?
Is Ozol.
No, I don't know.
She teaches at the Gnesin School.
Oh, in Russia?
Yeah, in Moscow. In Moscow.
I was just in Moscow first time. Right. I just came back, but first time in 28
the
years.
Quartet, four women.
Four women?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I have a piece for that.
Oh, God. You would go there.
I can't think of it. I'm very jet-lagged. Okay, Charles, why don't you... There's a great joke I have, but I can't say it.
It's probably called String Quartet, right?
String Quartet. Okay, there you go. I was thinking of something.
G-string quartet?
No penis between us all.
All right.
Nice.
Elegy on the name Dmitri Shostakovich by our guest Stephen R. Gerber here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
Jet lag ignited. Noise Punk Studios.
Elegy on the name Dmitri Shostakovich for solo viola by our guest Stephen Gerber.
Did you make like a weird Russian accent, make believe accent on Shostakovich? What did you do?
Shostakovich.
What are you?
Well, it's the same. Come on, let's pronounce
that
way.
This is Shostakovich.
With the soloist Françoise Renard here.
Oh, what is that, French accent?
Yeah. He does this to me all the time, in case you're wondering.
What are you doing?
I have to say it works as entertainment.
Yeah.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
You have to say Crooner in a German accent.
Wonderful.
Da Crooner.
Yeah.
Kill him. Yeah, all right, yeah. So we got fanfare. We had a really beautiful solo piece. I think it's time for... orchestral music. No, am I right? I don't know. That was or whatever you like, really.
Yeah,
Steve.
Please. Sure. What's next?
We could do.
Oh, this is from
the symphony or
yes.
part of the viola concerto, whichever you'd like.
I think we're part of the symphony.
All right,
I
think
symphony.
Track one, first movement of the symphony.
Yeah. Okay, well, why don't you, before we just get into it, and we will.
Yes.
Talk about the symphony. Now I have a. Yeah, is it really called symphony?
It's called Symphony Number One.
Oh, you see, because I have a. But you see, I don't. Charles, tell him what I think.
He has a philosophy about the term. This term symphony being obsolete, because we symphony meant something more specific in form once upon a time.
Well, in my idea,
is that part of the deal?
Yeah, because you know when I think of symphony, I think of a sonata allegro form for the first movement. And a lot of times I hear symphonies, and there's you feel like they're just using the name. Now, are you using a form for that?
No, it doesn't have a sonata allegro form. The second movement, I guess you could say, is sort of an ABA scherzo.
But the
first and last movement have kind of a free form. No, I just used symphony because it was a really big, large-scale orchestral work, and it just felt symphonic, whatever precisely that means. And
I'll let you go this time.
Okay.
Sure you don't want to throw him out the window? Because that's what you want to do.
I want to throw you out the window. But that's just an impulse
usually when beer...
You can call it something else, though.
No, okay.
You can call it sinfonia or
something
like that.
Sinfonia.
You know, I've tried to come up with terms that were equally as big as symphony, because nothing's bigger, and one wants to maybe come up with a new term. I once came up with the term, and most people hate it, symphosium. But for obvious reasons.
Symposium. Yeah, as opposed to symposium.
Yeah. I had a name, Sin For Me.
Yeah.
To Sin For Me.
Right.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, okay, so... Well, we still haven't talked about the piece, so instead of me criticizing the name, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's in three movements. What can I tell you? People tell me it sounds very Russian, especially the beginning of the first movement.
Okay.
This is done by the Russian Philharmonic Orchestra, actually.
Well, that's why, maybe.
And the conductor is Thomas Sonderling, whose father is Kurt Sonderling,
sure.
From, you know, Russia, I guess.
He is Russian.
Yeah, he grew up... Well,
the conductor?
The conductor, I think, was actually a German who spent a lot of time in Russia.
Right.
And his son grew up in Russia and then later in Germany. Now he's in London. And he conducts an orchestra in Japan and does a lot of recording.
He's all confused.
But it was a really, really good Russian orchestra.
Is he still alive?
I think he is still alive. He must be at least 90.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he's still alive.
Right.
No, Charles, he's younger than you. Charles has a birthday tomorrow. He's going to be 95.
Yeah, of course. No, I just feel that way. Anyway... All right, let's take a look. This is the first movement of the Symphony Number 1 by our guest Stephen Gerber, featuring the Russian Philharmonic Orchestra under the direction of Thomas Sonderling here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. What are you doing?
I'm playing a Russian folk song never mind. All right, here's the symphony.
Bye-bye.
My bad. Thank you.
Symphony number 1 by our guest Stephen R. Gerber here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. Gene Pritzker is making faces here in case you're wondering why I'm laughing. That was the Russian Philharmonic Orchestra under the direction of Thomas Zanderling. This is actually a Shandos recording, a celebrated record label from the British town, shall we say.
Which town?
London, perhaps. Odds
are. Perhaps.
On. Yeah, but in any case.
What the hell are you talking about? Yeah. So that was a symphony. That was pretty cool. I mean, I was. Stephen said that
he acknowledged
it had a Russian feel.
Had a Russian feel to it, and that his teacher said that it sounded like borscht. He smelled the borscht. Is that
right,
the line?
Right.
Yeah. There we
that
go.
That was just the first movie.
Now, was that Russia post-communist or after the communist Russia feel?
You know, I wrote that here. I had no idea I was ever going to go to Russia. It turned out just
by accident.
Things I didn't expect. I made many tours of Russia and went a lot. But I wrote this, I think, 88 to 89, this was written.
Oh, so that was...
Before...
Is that still Brezhnev?
No, that was Gorbachev.
I mean, Gorbachev and Brezhnev.
But it was still the Soviet Union.
I mean, Jesus.
First time I went there, it was still the Soviet
Union.
So,
yeah, Gorbachev. Perestroika.
Didn't last too long.
No, you're a regular visitor there? Is that the...
Well, I was. I used to go there a lot. I played some concerts myself, and I had a lot of my music played. But in recent years, I haven't been going as much. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned your. You said your brother was there. Who did you say you mentioned earlier?
I have a cousin.
I'm sorry.
Was an emigre here in '74. He ran an opera and ballet house. He was the executive director of the opera and ballet house in Chisinev, which is now the capital of Moldova. And he's the one who basically arranged these tours for me there.
Mm. Sounds good, man.
Conductor friends and things like that.
Did you get a Chisinev? Did you get enough of Chisinev? It's a funny name, Chisinev of the, what did you say, the capital of Moldova?
Kishinev, I guess.
Kishinev. Yeah. It's okay. We're not going to, I don't know.
Like you sound like Bora.
It's okay. I'll let you keep your Kishinev, okay? I'll Moldova you.
Yeah.
All right, Charles.
Moldova me.
What's,
so
I heard a buzzing. Oh, that was just in Charles' head.
Yeah.
All right, no, I thought on my phone. What's, we had a, let's see, fanfare, solo piece. Orchestral piece. How about do you have choral music?
I don't think I brought any.
Do you have a vocal work? Do you have any?
You know, I don't think
it that doesn't happen.
It doesn't matter. We're just joking. Charles will fill it in. Charles, sing a song.
No.
Don't bother, Gene. Don't bother.
Okay. The next piece we'll play by Stephen is.
It's up to you. You want?
No, it's up to you.
You want part of a concerto, a second movement?
Oh, I think it's a concerto.
Concerto, I think, is a great idea.
Concerto, okay.
Yeah. I enjoy a good concerto. With my borscht.
Yes.
Put a concerto in your borscht and say.
I'll take care of it.
You could take part of the viola concerto.
Oh, there's the viola concerto.
Oh, yeah,
let's
right.
do that.
It's
okay.
Right there.
Charles, well, talk about the viola concerto. Yeah. And
Viola concerto is written for Yuri Bashmet. And the second movement, the set of variations, is based on the letters of his name. B for B flat, S for E flat in German, H for B in German, M for Do, Re, Mi, that's E, then E again, and T for Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, Do, it's B natural. So it's, what is it?
You got that, kids?
Catchy. Please memorize that. There will be a quiz.
There will be a quiz.
Okay.
Anyway, maybe, I don't know. Maybe we'll play the first movement?
Let's play whichever movement you like. Is the third movement? Is
The second goes right into the last movement. So we could do the second and third movements, or we could just
second
do
and third.
Movement.
We could do that.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
That's
we're
okay,
good.
Yeah. Okay. So this is played by a Norwegian violist, Lars Anders Tomter, a phenomenal violist, and it's also the Russian Philharmonic conducted by Thomas Zanderling.
Also featured on this Shandos recording that we heard the symphony from. Here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner, the last two movements, variations variations largo assai, immediately followed by the allegro molto movement. Again, the Russian Philharmonic Orchestra on the baton of Thomas Zanderling and viola soloist Lars Anders Tomter. Here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
Viola.
Thank you.
The latter two movements of the Viola Concerto by our guest Stephen R. Gerber. That was the viola soloist Lars Anders Tomter, along with the Russian Philharmonic Orchestra under the direction of Thomas Zanderling. Well written, I must say.
Yeah, that was rock and roll, man. No doubt.
And, you know, most people would, at that last D note we'd heard, we'd hear like a timpani or a louder percussive, but that pits in the basses work perfectly. So.
Yeah, I got tired of it centering around A, and I thought, I've got to get out of A somehow. So I decided to make A the dominant, so it ends in D.
Right. So there you go.
A.
D.
Sorry.
A.
A. A. So, okay, we had viola music. We had a lot of viola music.
Which
yeah,
is
enough viola.
Yeah.
The symphony started with a viola section, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's right. I mentioned Point Goes to Charles here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
Charles Coleman.
I have to get something out of this. You make fun of me all the time. I got to get some kind of...
Charles Coleman.
That's right. You know.
Yeah, poor guy.
I am the Dean Martin of this show, ladies and gentlemen,
yes.
I should mention.
Charles, get your hand out of my pants. All right, so for our next trick, Charles is going to juggle his ball. Steven, please tell us. I'm sorry.
This is typical humor.
How can I follow that with anything?
You can't really follow. I can't. This is Jet Lag Night at Noise Punk and Dust Crooner, Noise Punk Studios.
As opposed
here.
To Vodka Night of a couple of weeks ago, yeah, with Matt Fields, our previous
guest.
He drank all
time,
the vodka, just for the record.
Jesus.
Anyway.
Okay, so we have no booze today.
You know, that's right.
Yeah, I was just in Russia where all we drank is vodka, and I'm tired of vodka, and now I'm going to just have some sleep soon. But first, some music by Steven R. Gerber, our guest at Noise Punk. Okay.
Yeah, a little bit more.
We have this CD. Violin concerto, maybe?
Oh, yeah. Violin concertos are good. I enjoy a good violin concerto. This one is called Violin Concerto.
Maybe we should do the second and third movements again instead of the first movement.
Okay, second and third.
Second movement's a slow movement. It's just strings. Then there's a cadenza, and then the last movement's a finale. Actually, it's kind of similar to the finale of viola concerto in a way.
It pits in the bass?
No. It's got a lot of trumpets, actually.
All right. I like that. Charles, here, you want to read this?
Sure, of course.
If possible, can you do it correctly this time?
Yeah, I did it correctly all the time, you moron. But anyway...
Point goes to Charles.
Actually, this is going to be a tough one. The names are unique here.
Kurt Nickinen's violinist.
Yeah, Kurt Nickinen. What? Finnish?
No, he's American.
Oh, he's American. But
he didn't even start yet.
Background's half Finnish.
He didn't even start yet. I say Finnish. He says he didn't start yet. Okay. Do you know origin? That's not an American name.
Yeah, no, his father's Finnish.
There you go.
Okay.
It's Jingle Bells. It's December, right?
Yeah. Well, at least as we're taping this. And that's the money that it costs to pay for your gifts. Anyway. All right. Let's get back. Stop it.
I'm going to give you a little background. Do it.
Oh, sure. The latter two movements of the Violin Concerto by Steven R. Gerber. Sorry. I'm being distracted by some moron named Noise Punk. Okay. Stop it.
Yeah,
all right. Kurt Nickinen, right?
Yeah, Kurt Nickinen.
Yeah, in Finland they always pronounce the first syllables, stress the first syllable in every name, in case you're wondering. Like that. Kurt Nickinen is the violin soloist, and we'll also be hearing the National Chamber Orchestra conducted...
Yeah, come on, see if you can pronounce this one.
Yeah. Piotr Gajewski.
Peter Gajewski.
Ah!
Plus.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. Oh, please, go ahead. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, indeed. The latter two movements of the Violin Concerto by our guest composer Stephen R. Gerber. That was the soloist Kurt Nikanen, the violin soloist, along with the National Chamber Orchestra under the baton of Peter Gajewski.
Take a breath, man.
Thank you. Here on Noise Punk and Das
Spooner. Yeah. That guy was going crazy with them strings, yo. What's up? Yo, Steven, what does the R stand for?
Oh, the R is for Roy, but I never use that.
Roy. Can I call you Roy Roy?
No. Ah!
Rob Roy?
Roy Rogers.
Can I call you Rob Roy?
Roy
you can call me Gin and Tonic.
Roy Rogers.
Charles will just call homosexual. Okay, so let's go on with our...
Just don't tell my wife.
Anyway. Okay. I won't tell him. So, I believe there is one more piece that we would like to end on a high, low, whatever note.
Whatever note
like.
You want to end on.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a piece called Spirituals, which is based on American Spirituals. It's for clarinet and string quartet.
Hey!
John Manassi and concertant chamber players, and not sure which movements to put on. It's in 11 movements. How about something a little lighter, maybe 9 and 10. 9's a little jazzy in a way. I can't remember the exact title.
It's got titles?
The movements have titles.
Okay.
Yeah,
so can you just make one
these
up?
These are excerpts.
Make them up right
now. So these are
number 9 and number 10.
Number 9, number 10.
Pretty jazzy.
Number 9. Number 9. Is it 9, 8, and 10?
Let's find out. Probably not, but what's
okay.
Like?
So, piece for.
Spirituals.
We don't know what it's called. No, you know how
it's called Spirituals.
Okay. Man.
For what? Chamber ensemble?
For clarinet and string.
Don't you ever pay attention when the guests are actually talking?
He said clarinet and string quartet, which is a form of chamber ensemble, you moron.
You got three nipples, one on the back for slow dancing.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner, you idiot. Thank you. Yes, indeed.
It's party time. Sorry.
Two excerpts from Spirituals by our guest.
I'm feeling a little spiritual.
Excuse me. Was I done? Did I interrupt you?
Yeah.
Two excerpts from Spirituals by our guest, Stephen R. Gerber. Here on Noise, Punk, and Dust Crooner.
Sorry. That's Frank.
Hi, Frank. What, Zappa?
No. It's Frankie Bones.
Yeah.
Yo, those were cool, man. Those were really very melodic, the spiritual melodies that you were.
I don't know if you like those terms or not.
Yeah, sure. I mean, a lot of the spirituals, I just change them completely, but in that last one, it stays pretty close to the tune.
What's
the
worst
last tune? It's called Jesus Gonna Make Up My Dying Bed. The movement before that, it's ridiculous, but I can't remember which.
Let's just say it's called
anyway.
Jesus Be My Lord and Savior.
Yeah.
Put your hands up!
Stephen, what do you have? What's upcoming next in your compositional future?
I'm working on an orchestra piece for Vladimir Ashkenazy. Not for piano, but for him to conduct. And I don't know when and where he's going to do it. I don't think he knows yet either, but I'm working on that. And
he runs what, the Czech Philharmonic?
He runs the NHK Orchestra in Japan. And does a lot of guest conducting.
You know what he said when he left the Czech Philharmonic?
Tell me.
Czech.
Oh God.
Please, Czech.
You can edit that out if you want, but anyway,
I enjoy that.
Anyway, so that'll do it. And Steve, just thank you for coming over. I hope you had fun.
That was fun. Yeah, it was great. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. We really enjoyed your music, yeah. And a lot of it we will sing to our children.
In E flat major here on Noise, Punk, and Dusker.
One of the songs, one of the tunes I wrote instead of the one I didn't write.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Hey, it's a theme music.
Hey, it's a theme. Thank you very much, Stevens.
Thank you.
And until next time, noise to you.
Noise, Punk, and Duskuna. Noise, Punk, and Duskuna. Noise, Punk, and Duskuna. No, I'm a punk and a screwed up.